Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
All right, we are very excited. TJ back in Detroit. He's operating the soundboard. We're in Vegas. We are all collectively as a village about to participate in the first real pick segment of the week. Let's hit it. let's get into it. The Cy-Hawk Trophy, Iowa State catching 3 at Iowa. Let's start back in studio. TJ, lead off.
Oh, okay. The leadoff pick. All right. Normally, this is Rico's spot.
I can take it if you want.
Is the Iowa offense real? I mean, the first time in how long since they scored over, 22 points in a game?
Well, you just picked a game.
I don't think it is. I didn't watch them last week. I don't know any much about college football. I'm going to take Iowa State, though.
There is.
Go Cyclones.
Over to Kenneth G. Cott.
Well, TJ saying he doesn't know much and then picking Iowa State. I think I'm going to go the opposite of that. I'll go Iowa.
Good pick.
Smart move. Over to Hatchett.
Yeah, I'll also go Iowa here. I believe in Cade and that offense to score in week 2.
TJ, get on that soundboard. You're missing opportunities. Over to Rico.
Iowa has won 8 of the last 9 times that these two teams have played. They're going to make it 9 out of 10. Give me the Hawkeyes. They will cover.
There it is. Perfect. Honestly, that's probably Iowa's reaction if they score a touchdown. Give me the Hawkeyes. Arkansas traveling to Stillwater to take on Oklahoma State. Okie State laying 9.5. We go to TJ.
Yeah, big lead. I think I'm not even going to try to make anything up. Just give me Oklahoma State.
Excellent. Nuanced commentary. Let's go to – that's right, Kenny. What do you got?
I do have something on Oklahoma State. Second most returning starters in all of college football. So I will take Oklahoma State. Roberts. Roberts.
Okay, TJ, once was enough. Let's go to David.
Oh, my gosh. Arkansas has won 13 of his last 15 non-conference games. So I'm going to go with Arkansas here.
Rico Beard.
Oklahoma State, since 2020, has won 24 of their last 27 games at home. Make it 25. Give me Oklahoma State and the points.
No pun intended. Arkansas, soft underbelly. Okie State, physical front. Ollie Gordon, give me the laying 9.5. Give me Okie State. Tennessee, laying 9.5. They travel to NC State. It's a neutral site game in Charlotte, if you care. TJ.
I want Rico to go first on this one.
Okay, we go to Rico.
All right, game is going to be close enough to NC State, Mike. I think they're going to they may lose, but they will definitely cover the points. 9.5 is just too much. Give me NC State in the 9.5.
All right, over to TJ.
Yeah, I just wanted to hear what Rico said so I could take the opposite because he sucked last year at the picks. Give me Tennessee.
Oh, my God. Kenny Cott.
I'll join you on that with that annoying song they have over there. Give me Tennessee.
All right, we go to Dave.
Wow, shots fired. You all know how much I've been bullish on NC State and Grayson McCall. They're in Charlotte, so I'm going to – yeah, I love those. And I'm going to go NC State as well. I love that.
Learn the name, Ilamali Ava. Nico's coming to town. Lay the 9.5. I think the Vols might actually be good. Oh, boy, this is big-time football. Michigan State catching 9.5 as they go to get sexed up by a turtle in Maryland. TJ Lang.
Hey, I got to tell you, I think Michigan State, Michael, I sent you some texts last Friday night. I just said, hey, the team looked decent, and you fired back with some very vulgatory language at me.
I didn't fire anything back. I said, take your phone, and I told you where to put it, yep. And I didn't need to hear from your drunk
exactly.
ass.
Exactly. I'm pretty sure
that's right. Let's just be accurate.
That didn't look good. Hey, look, Michigan State last week, figuring it out. I think Aiden Childs is better than what we saw last week. I don't think Maryland is very good. I don't know if Michigan State wins the game, but 9.5 is too much for me. I think Michigan State's going to cover that. Give me the Sparties.
Over to Kenny.
Adding vulgatory to my new dictionary that I'm making, I'm going to take Maryland. Play that stupid drop, David.
That's a real word, Kenny.
There is no...
That's the one.
There it is. There's Rico. Over to David.
Yeah, it's going to be Maryland all day in this one. I just don't trust Michigan State. They have no offense, so Maryland.
Yeah, that's good, and you're... There you go. Over to Rico. Do it for the people.
I agree with TJ. I think 9.5 points is just too many. We'll have to... If they can't cover... I mean, if they... I'm taking the Spartans. TJ on the board. I he's undefeated.
Okay. All right.
That was not me. That was not me for the record. That was David.
Oh,
that was
we certainly know it was. Give me Maryland. Texas, Michigan. The current line is sitting at a flat 7, guys. TJ.
Oh, man. Texas is good. I don't think Michigan's offense is up to speed yet with that two-quarterback system. Look, it hasn't worked in a long time. I mean, they're trying to do what was it, Mike? Tim Tebow and Chris Leak that were doing the two-system sure. back at Florida, you know, 15, 20 years ago. Michigan's defense is going to have to play really good. I think their defense is good, but I don't think Michigan wins the game, but I think they got enough defense to keep it close to cover that 7.5. Give me Michigan.
Over to Kenny.
Yeah, I think Michigan keeps it close enough. I have them covering here. The Big House is not an easy place to play in this kind of environment, so I'll take Michigan to cover.
All right. David.
Yeah, I agree with TJ and Kenny. They keep it close. They can't win, though, so yeah, Michigan.
Rico.
I don't agree. I don't think they keep it close. I think that Texas pulls away in the third quarter. And give me Texas in the points.
It's going to be windy. Doppler Guido told you that. Give me Michigan. Let's go to the NFL. Nothing says the NFL, and I mean nothing, like Brazil. Packers, Eagles in Sao Paulo. Eagles lay in 2. TJ.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the audio.
I think Green Bay is going to be really good this year, but they're going to need time to figure it out. New defense coordinator Jeff Heffley. They got a lot of question marks. A lot of receivers that are good, but I don't think great. I think Saquon's going to be a huge addition to that Philadelphia offense. Philadelphia, I think, is going to win. I think they're going to win big tonight.
Over to Kenneth.
Game in Brazil. I don't know how you bet this game, so I'm just going to take the Packers and the points.
Over to David.
I hate the NFL for doing this in Brazil and on a Friday night to open the season, so I'll go Eagles.
I'm with everything David said, by the way. Let's go to I almost called you TJ. Let's go to Rico.
You know what? I like the Packers. They don't need the points. They're going to just flat out win this game. Give me Green Bay.
Somehow the Packers got put over 2 hours away from the stadium in their hotel.
Disrespect right there.
Or a way to get your ass kicked.
Roberts.
Give me the Eagles. We got big Dom D'Alessandro on the sidelines in a tank top. Cowboys at Browns. Browns laying 2.5. We go to TJ.
No Nick Chubb. I just don't trust Deshaun Watson. Got a couple backup offensive linemen against Micah Parsons. Good luck. Dallas is the ultimate good team in the regular season. And they fall apart in the playoffs. I'm going to take Cowboys.
Kenneth Cott.
TJ literally just copied all of my notes. I'm going Cowboys as well.
I can't even see you.
Unbelievable. Over to David.
Browns.
That sounded like an AFC North rival selection. Rico.
Cowboys. I think the Cowboys got a lot to prove, and I think Dak's going to go out there and show he's going to be worth the money you're going to pay him.
Cowboys are a bunch of bitches. Give me the Browns. That defense ought to rip their heads off. Their tackle play is disgusting in Dallas. Browns. Texans. Colts. In Indy. Texans lane 2.5. Teach.
Yeah, David just told me to hurry up, so I'm going to take Houston.
Excellent work. Let's go to Kenny.
We're running the hurry up. I see. Yeah, let's go. I'm going to take the Texans as well.
David?
For my family in Houston, I have to go the Texans.
And TJ, once again, asleep at the soundboard. We go to Rico.
I will do the same thing. Give me the Texans.
Home divisional dog in week one. They're 20-7 over the last 10 years. I'm going Colts. Jets, Niners, Monday night football. Jets catching 4.5. Teach.
I like the Niners. I just don't trust the Jets at all with Aaron Rodgers. Oh, it was 47 years old. Give me the Niners.
Unbelievable. Over to Kenny.
Yeah, I'll take the privileged team as well. I'm not happy about it, though.
Come on, man. Stop being afraid of Rico. Go to David.
I am not afraid of Rico. The 49ers are dealing with a lot of things in this offseason, so I'm going to go with the Jets here.
That's right. Stand up to this man.
You know what, Mike? So did the Chiefs. They dealt with a lot of things last year, season, including Taylor Swift. Give me the Super Bowl champions and the 4.5 points.
Yeah, well, the Chiefs have a quarterback and you have a rat. Give me the Jets with the 4.5. Jets. Hope Aaron Rodgers just takes you to town. Okay, are we done with okay, that's sufficient.
You asked for it.
All right, Rams, Lions. Lions laying 4.5. TJ, go ahead.
Yeah, I think defense is going to be legit. Rams aren't going to be able to run the ball, and I think the defensive secondary is going to hold up against the Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp. I think the Lions are going to start this season with a bang. Give me a 10-point win in the Lions' big win at home on Sunday Night Football, baby. Let's go.
Kenny Cott.
TJ has said it all. I'm about an 8 out of 10 on confidence. Give me the Lions by, but probably about a touchdown.
Orbital ramming speed?
Not quite there.
Hatchet man.
8 out of 10.
It will be orbital ramming speed, and the Lions will win because they play on
Thanksgiving. Over to Rico.
I think this game's going to be a lot like the playoff game last year where it's going to be a one-score game. So I'm going to take the Rams and the points.
Yeah, I'll take the points. Give me a Alrighty. Give me a garbage time cover. I just think the Lions secondary will take a little bit of time to gel. They'll win, but 4.5 points is a lot. All right, those were the picks. And Kenny has really said it all. All right, those are the picks. 97.1.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.